Yesterday, Nanjan Maharaj arrived in Vrindavan. If you listen to the Bhajan's Kirtan, you'll hear him singing last night. He had come from Taiwan, and in fact, he phoned me from there. He was finally getting some special kind of acupuncture treatment for his knee, which he's developed a lot of faith in, and he even invited me to go there because it was particularly applicable, that treatment, to herniated discs. However, because it's a little out of the way, not on the way to Budapest, and also we're taking 3 weeks additional time, I told Maharaj that I wasn't able to go there, so he came here and staying next door in Giriraj Maharaj's house, and we'll stay here until Govinda Maharaj and myself stay, and then I think he'll go back and take his treatment, and then probably we'll see him after that in Hungary. I wasn't part of the bhajans last night because I developed a cold. My suspicion was that because I dressed Downy Tiger Hurry in shorts, that they were cold. And as a result, I got a really bad cold at night. And Govinda Maharaj cooked some sabji and some saffron milk. I mean, really a lot of saffron in the milk at night. That really helped me get over the top. Usually colds for me are long-term health crisis, but I got over it pretty fast, and I'm almost there. Now, so hopefully I'll be able to go out and chant this evening. And we're pretty well confined in here. There's holies going on in Vrindavan since yesterday, Ekadasi, and anyone who comes over here and does so at their own risk, and they do quite well colored. So we're not going to be moving out until that's over. So I do my japa on the roof. I take my japa walk on the roof. Today, I received a question from Colombia. And it was from Bhakta Paris. And he is asking a interesting question. And that question is about Brahma Samhita. In short, his question is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found Brahma Samhita on his tour to South India, who wrote Brahma Samhita. Where are the other 99 chapters? Since this is the fifth chapter, but there are other chapters, where are they? And why did Lord Chaitanya select the Siddhanta of Brahma Samhita as his own? This is a good question. It's a question of what Gaudiya Vaishnavas believe in as being their praman, or their evidence for what it is that they believe, and what the role of both the Lord and self-realized acharyas have in establishing and accepting praman. Firstly, just in answering that question, I'd like to point out that Lord Chaitanya really has two identities or two roles as far as Gaudiya Vaishnavas are concerned. His ultimate and real identity is as Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of God. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiranya. Radha Bhavajuti Subhalitam Numi Krishna Swarupam. He is Krishna Swarup. He is Krishna. And he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. But he is himself, as the Supreme Lord, the highest supreme authority. He is the one whose words and actions are Shastra, are scripture. Vedas are meant to know him. He's the compiler of the Vedas, Vyasadeva. He is the speaker of the Vedas. So, in asking the question, well, what's the authority of Brahma Samhita? Who wrote it? Sri Ramaswami says, wrote it down, because we know that Brahma, Lord Brahma spoke it, but who wrote it down? I can't give an answer to that. I don't know whether there is empiric or even traditional Vedic evidence for that. Who was the person who wrote down Brahma's words? Was it Vyas? Was it Brahma himself? Was it another sage? But that, whether we know the answer or don't know the answer, the most important thing is not how authorized is the Brahma Samhita, and we should know that it is authorized because Lord Chaitanya placed so much emphasis on it. Brahma Samhita does not become authorized, or its authenticity is not particularly based on what its history is, or whether we know its past history and its authorship. Whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts as the Supreme Lord, and whatever he accepts as a acharya, even if someone just accepts Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an empowered acharya, that automatically is the greatest pramana. That validates Brahma Samhita as being authorized and authentic. So much more than finding some type of other evidence to show the authenticity of that fifth chapter of Brahma Samhita. Obviously, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord is ultimate evidence, ultimate authority. But the same can be said for great self-realized acharyas. Acharyas who are free from the cheating propensity, from the propensity to make mistakes. They're not illusioned. They're on the spiritual, on the transcendental platform. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even when taken as an acharya, that vision and that respect of an acharya would mean that if he accepts Brahma Samhita, then everyone accepts Brahma Samhita. Then we consider Brahma Samhita to be perfect and complete. So this is my answer to one part of Bhakta Paras's question in relationship to the authenticity of Brahma Samhita. It's authentic because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted it. There may be other things other ways where you can confirm its authenticity. But nothing matches Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's embracing it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't embrace it and therefore established his philosophy on top of it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, philosophy, are eternal. It's the absolute truth. It's a description of reality as it is, both in the material as well as in the spiritual realm. Lord Chaitanya doesn't embrace some particular philosophy because he thinks that it's right. Everything is eternal, but because his pastimes manifest in time and place, therefore sometimes they're expressed like that, or it appears that Lord Chaitanya accepted Brahma Samhita because its philosophy was, or accepted the philosophy of Brahma Samhita because its philosophy was perfect. No, Brahma Samhita is Lord Brahma's full realization of the ultimate teachings of Lord Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What about the other chapters? Again, my answer is, I don't know. What about the other chapters? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't seem to be particularly concerned about them. So once again, if he wasn't concerned about them, then why are we concerned about them? Had he wanted to manifest the other 99 chapters, certainly he could have. These were sufficient. And as we see, even this fifth chapter is, it's almost like sutras. They're very brief, and very condensed information is to be found in them. And in Kali Yuga, that's enough. It's enough for people to have a summary of philosophy. Otherwise, if there's too much, then it's very easy to get distracted. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada emphasized that his four basic teachings, books, were enough. There was no need for reading and studying unlimited books, although Prabhupada no doubt emphasized that devotees could and should read the books of the acharyas and even write books themselves. So again, I don't know the what happened to the other chapters of Brahma Samhita, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's embracing this one is of what significance, not the ones that he didn't embrace. And we should note that Lord Chaitanya didn't spend as his mission going around and collecting scriptures. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected Brahma Samhita. There was also some part of the Kurma Purana that he brought for this Kurma Brahmana and Krishna Karnamrita, but he didn't go around collecting scriptures, which really places extraordinary importance on Brahma Samhita. Not only the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally copy the book, but it's one of very few books that he placed such emphasis on. And for this reason, because he revered it so much, Gaudiya Vaishnavas also respect Brahma Samhita, Jiva Goswami. They gave a commentary on it, as did Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Prabhupada printed it. He didn't see there was any need for him to give a separate explanation, since his spiritual master had already done so. And we see that in the Krishna consciousness movement, Vaishnavas also memorize Brahma Samhita, chant Brahma Samhita, and of course amongst all the scriptures, and that the songs Prabhupada also selected Brahma Samhita as being the one that devotees should sing in the morning when they greet the deities. And that's also quite an interesting thing. Srila Prabhupada could have selected certain verses from Srimad Bhagavatam or the songs or so many other, but he also selected Brahma Samhita, some verses of Brahma Samhita, and was also very pleased. He liked when the Gurukul children in Vrindavan, when they all recited Brahma Samhita, he asked that they do that regularly. So I haven't dwelt into the details of the philosophy of Brahma Samhita, but obviously this question and today's discussion answer of it is a good reminder that all of us should recognize that here in these 60 odd verses, Lord Brahma has really summarized for us the teachings of the Vedic literatures. It's something that we should be familiar with, something that we should review on a regular basis, verses that we should chant, we should quote. They were very much favored by the Lord. They come from the original authority, Lord Brahma. They're very much favored by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our acharyas. Therefore, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami. We should also remember and worship Krishna by hearing and repeating those perfect teachings about him that have been given to us by the Creator. Hare Krishna. See you tomorrow. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.